Sarva says he's not delusional and knows the odds are against him, but he's counting on voters who are tired of the two-party system.
You're not throwing your vote away when you vote for a third-party candidate. You're actually voting for the first time. You're voting your conscience.
He says both major parties have been playing the same unproductive political games in Washington for too long.
The Libertarian Party has stood on principle for better policy and less government intrusion into our private lives. All we have to do is get ourselves before the public.
While some third-party candidates run for office knowing they'll lose, that's not Sarvis's methodology.
My view of it has always been every intermediate goal I have is best served by running to win.
Sarvis's campaign was accused of colluding with Democrats in the governor's race to defeat the Republican. He says he's his own candidate accountable for his campaign.
It's kind of becoming a problem for the Republicans that they never take responsibility for their losses.
Sarvis is trying to gather enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. He hopes that the debate hosting organizations realize that voters do want to hear views that differ from what the political machines say every election cycle. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.